When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Appreciate all the phone calls and texts today at 402-464-5685. A lot of Dr. Love calls today.
Yes,
texts.
That was good.
Aging gracefully advice there also. Appreciate that from people. Thank you.
Full show. Yeah, we love when they hear it.
The roll call was strong.
We love too. The roll call.
Roll call is very strong today. And it is 100% in favor of Dr. Love. So
we're going to do that every Friday.
Every Friday.
So as things come up throughout your week of love concerns, we'll solve those on Friday.
I hope you help the gentleman with them.
The to-go box.
Going out to eat tonight with wife.
Yes. Has a great plan. It's all set up for him.
Samuel.
It's all set up for him. Samuel, thanks for that call. That was incredible.
It's very emotional.
It got very emotional. We're going to have some tough conversations, guys. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some tough moments on here, and that's what we're here for.
Some of them won't be tough.
Yeah, anybody can handle it when life's going great. Anybody can do that. Yeah. See when it's a little upside down. Try that
one
on.
We're here for.
Yeah.
I saw this a couple days ago, and it threw me for a loop personally as a fan of a current NFL team.
Okay.
But the NFL PA survey went out, and it grades organizations in terms of players' thoughts on how they are there. And the Dolphins and the Vikings both got an A+.
On culture.
Yes, and basically on culture. Everything from their thoughts on ownership, on the head coach, on facilities, on nutrition.
How families are treated.
That's all that. There's like 11 categories combined, and the Dolphins were first, and the Vikings were second, both at an A+, essentially.
The Dolphins were first.
How about that?
It seems like the Steelers were like, in the D range. Like, so they were, the Jets, I believe, were dead last. They had a really bad rating. Cardinals were also very low on this, but... And the Browns were low on the ratings also. But I guess that makes me wonder about culture. The word culture is thrown out all the time about football programs or any sort of sports program. And the Dolphins are not a winning organization. They are a mediocre team every year that goes 8-9, 9-8. Maybe he's on the verge of the playoffs, but they don't ever make a run. So I guess when you see something like that out there and you're not seeing the results on the field, how do you attest culture to that?
The team I think of first right now is Ohio State. And if you're trying to argue that culture matters, I think you start to come. If you're of that mind, which I am, I know people hate the conversation. I don't. I've never hated the culture conversation. I think it's real. You start with Ohio State. How could they have not had good culture this year to withstand the loss to Michigan? We've talked about it. We don't need to get into it. They had a crushing loss. And then what'd they do? They whipped back, played Tennessee, and hammered Tennessee. When people were talking about, well, remember the conversation that week? Oh, man, Tennessee's going to flood. They're going to flood the horseshoe. And there was no game this year that I looked forward to watching more than Tennessee-Ohio State. And then what happened? Ohio State hammered them.
Oh yeah,
broke out of the gate. Oh yeah, they're in trouble. They lost. They weren't in trouble. I imagine they weren't in trouble because the culture in the building was really strong. You're gonna say probably because I've heard this from people. No, Sipple, it's because they had the best roster in America.
There's something to it.
Yeah.
So what I would say with the Dolphins, if they didn't have that A+ culture, they'd be winning 2 or 3.
Okay.
That's where they would be. They would be awful. That you'd see a Jets situation is what you would see. The interesting thing about the Jets, I read one part of that article, was that they rated every year the nutritionist as an A+, the number one person there. Everyone loved the players, the nutritionist, and Woody fired her. And now she's the nutritionist for the Chiefs. And they all said, the new nutritionist you have is very good. We don't hate the new nutritionist, but we had what we deemed the best in the NFL, and he fired her.
That matters.
That matters. And all of a sudden, when you have someone in the building that everyone loves, and it's like, and then all of a sudden they just get fired, and they're not in a position that had anything to do with on the field, anything to do with it. That's bizarre. And they made a statement with that, and that was one of the reasons that it was so low. They were just so mad that they fired someone. And they said, the new one's fine. We're not down on this, but how do you have the best and then fire her?
Jake.
You see why I'm bothered over here?
Yes.
As Bill said about my team in general, I mean, if the Dolphins have all this stuff going for them. If they had a bad culture, they'd win two or three games. I mean, they're doing a lot of things right in terms of the happiness of the players, view of the players and the team and the organization are happy, not resulting in a lot of wins or wins that matter with the organization.
It's largely a head coach conversation.
He got an A+ in the ratings.
Defend him for me. Because I don't want to talk bad about what's his name again?
Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I don't want to talk bad about McDaniel. Just why do you like him?
Well,
what makes you confident about their leadership?
I'm not confident in him. I've told you
this. There has to be something.
I'm sure he's very available.
Yeah.
I'm sure when you say there's an open door policy, I'm sure he's great with all positions that they can talk to. We've all walked into places before and it's just doom and gloom. And he's not that guy.
No.
He's a positive person. I'm sure the vibe is good. I'm sure practice is good. Everything about him like that, I think he's very likable.
Thank you.
And so he has a lot of upside.
He is likable.
And then the ownership matches it. And then they must have, obviously, the facilities are good. Then what they're looking for is, when I come to work also, what's my locker room like? What are the practice facilities like? What are the meals like? What are all these little things
that
they can control themselves? If you went back, I don't know, 10 years, whenever it would have been, when Barrett first went to the Buccaneers.
Barrett Rude.
And I've been to the Buccaneers. It was on their facility is basically on the airport and is a cinder block building, and the weight room is outside with a roof over it. What did you think about that? That was
kinda interesting.
And so what would their ratings probably would have been at that time?
Probably low.
Probably not real good. I don't know when they won the Super Bowl. They would have been they were in that bad facility. That's where they were at.
You can have bad facilities and good culture.
Yeah, but they would get ranked down for that.
Right.
They would say, "Hey, listen, we lift weights outside. Not cool. So that's where Miami's getting a high rating. They have all those things that are helping. They're doing everything right. But in the end, it was those D linemen for the Eagles.
Well, that matters. Yeah,
and it was that helped. And then they have that. And then that O line. Then maybe their best running back in the league. And then a quarterback who's all pro.
Yeah.
And then receivers that are high end as a combination.
No, that's why people hate the culture conversation, I think.
Culture's not enough, but you won't win at all. If you have horrible culture and some really good players, you won't succeed to the end.
You're right.
You don't get to the end. You do really good. There's always teams you go, how did that team not win a championship?
Yeah.
How did that team not win a championship?
So then to me, if I'm wrong, correct me here, but if I see all these positive team. It's not all about the Dolphins. It's about a team that has high culture ratings, and they're not winning. Doesn't that put more pressure on the GM? Say, hey, we have a lot of things right here. Why are you not getting these things in place?
Yeah, it does.
I would think that would put more pressure. It's great that you've got a culture. It's wonderful and people like it here, but this means we want to win.
Yeah.
And this is on you to get the proper team in here because everything else is going well here.
Some of that is how much of this the stuff that they're rating is actually tied to winning. You got to make that judgment yourself.
Good question.
I mean, like how they treat their families, I guess it could be tied to winning to a certain degree. The overall feeling, that's what culture is. So, yeah. I don't know. I just know this, like what Bill said. It matters 100%. It's just hard to define.
And there's also...
It's hard to find how it matters.
It also depends on who's in the building. There are some people... They could actually care less about what the locker room's like, what this is like. It's like, I'm just here. I'm doing my job. I'm a pro. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to
whip
film
some
study.
Ass on Sunday.
And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch my film, do my stuff. And I really don't care if I can lay down and take a nap in front of my locker.
Right. I don't need an affable head coach. I could care less what he's like.
Hey, guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
There's some guys like that.
So when they're writing down there, like, I don't care. Don't care.
Those are the kind of guys, Bill, that I want on my team, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You have ones that's like, well, why'd you want to go there? Well, I just thought they had a cool waterfall. There's a waterfall in the locker room.
And the coach has an open door policy that's really neat I need to air my grievances. great.
Why'd you say that voice?
Yeah, say that voice.
There was a voice.
Do the voice again. Do the open door policy.
Because the coach has an open door policy if I want to air my grievances.
There's a tone there.
I read something the other day, and I don't know.
I heard that tone.
You never know if it's true or not, which I just love. You have to talk about culture. They said it was LeBron, and I don't know who was all with him. I don't know if Bosch was at that. But they went to Pat Riley to complain about Spoelstra. And he says, hey, here's the deal real quick. Get back up and play basketball. Your job's to play basketball. I handle the coach. Not your job to come in here.
That's what Bill Byrne did with Danny Nee when those players went to Bill Byrne. They went to Bill Byrne to complain about Danny Nee, and Bill Byrne said, go back to practice.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear it. Go back to practice. I don't want to hear your grievances.
Oh, there's the voice again. There's the tone. Like a little bit of a tone.
For now, that's the grievances voice.
It is. A couple texts here coming in. Unnamed texture from Iowa says, Jake, these ratings aren't athletic culture, they are workplace culture, which probably helps, but does not always lead the results on the field.
Just like what we said. Yeah, absolutely. He's right.
The OG CJ says they have high ratings because they have zero pressure to win.
Well, what do you think about
that, should have some pressure,
Jake,
to win.
Do they have pressure to win?
If that's true, it pisses me off as a fan.
Yeah, I think everyone has pressure to win. I don't think there's a group. It happens. It's really hard to be highly competitive enough to make it in the NFL and not have a burning drive to win. And it's really hard to get to the NFL. You might be able to survive some places, play some in college because you're just so talented. But if you don't have because there's somebody else when you get to that NFL and there's 10 wide receivers, it's like there's 10 dudes. There's a bunch of guys that really want that spot.
Is there anything to the notion of playing in the city of Miami being a drawback because of the city of Miami? Did you ever hear that?
Like being a distraction or what?
Playing in a city like that, where there's so much going on.
That's always been a criticism of the fan base, saying they don't show up for games because why would they? You know, the great weather, the team's always average, they're never elite, and so I have other things to do than go to a Dolphins game.
Yeah, and all you have to do is come back and say, well, do you remember 1972 by any chance? Did Zonk, was it a
Kick.
Distraction? Jim Kick?
Mercury Morris.
Mercury Morris. Paul Warfield.
Greasy.
Bob Greasy. Larry Little. Remember Larry Little pulling?
Yeah.
Here comes the Mack truck. Yeah. Do you know Larry Little?
Yes. Hall of Fame guard for the Dolphins. Very good player.
So, that's probably not.
This stuff is
interesting.
It frustrates me to see the results of the field don't back up what the organization is saying, which is wonderful. And players are saying this is a great place to be. I want to win some games then. I want to win some games that matter. You haven't won a playoff game in 24 years.
The most interesting thing about it is
a game.
I've never heard of this before until this. I read this thing yesterday. Heard about it. I never heard, like, hey, when are the rankings coming out? When are the NFL rankings coming out? I've never heard about them. And then obviously they've been done for a long time. Mm-hmm. And but I, this is the first time it's ever been like public or a story.
Things they again, 11 categories: treatment of families, food and cafeteria, nutritionist, dietitian, locker room, training staff, weight room, strength coaches, team travel, head coach, and ownership. On team travel.
Team travel's
so
big.
The Patriots were bottom three in this. And we saw a report that one of the complaints from players was that they're flying in old planes that number one, don't have Wi-Fi.
No,
there's an ashtray in the armrest of the planes. They think that's very old school, very old plane.
The plane had to be from the 80s then. It's from the 80s.
No Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi.
No, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
That's what ownership should address. I'm not joking. You should have Wi-Fi for the guys. I mean, come on. Jake,
it's Robert Kraft.
Jake, Miami has not won a playoff game in 24 years.
I remember
years.
It vividly. I was not even 10 years old yet. I'm 33 right now.
You look 32.
I was watching. It was Dolphins against the Colts. They beat Peyton Manning. That was the last time they won a playoff game.
Where did you watch it in your living room?
In Beatrice, yeah.
Beatrice.
Did, yep.
Hold. You were still in Iowa, weren't you?
No, I was in Beatrice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he lived a lot of your life in Iowa. So
I watched in Iowa. I watched Dan Marino's final game, a 62-7 loss to Jacksonville, which my dad came home from tax season and went back to the work after the first quarter saying, this is not worth my time. It was 28-0 going to the first second quarter. Dan Marino's final game was a 62-7 loss.
I did not know that. I did not know
that. I watched
the
whole game. I was 9 or 8. I was 8 for that one.
In Iowa.
It's possible that you're scarred.
Well, that's very obvious, I would say, at this point.
We should do a raid. Can we do a raid?
Dr. Love, you may need to talk to Jake.
I'm helpless, so you can't help me with that.
I'll just send him to a drink-a-thon.
That always does the trick, usually helps out.
Jake, where's your closest drink-a-thon you can get to? You're at one last Saturday.
I went to one the last 2 weeks. I went to Bockfest last week, and I went to the one in Sioux City before that. I don't think there's one this weekend.
Good.
It's
about mid-afternoon. We get some weird texts. Some really weird
Usually I am prompted. Yeah. It's like, hey, Jake, or somebody check in. And I don't usually chime in. And
the best one was, the drink-a-thon, he sent that at 1. Then at 12:30 at night, he goes, drinking some whiskey, smoking a cigar. I'm like, how is he still? I mean, where would I have been, Steve? Where would I have been?
In the ER.
There was a break in between then. A long break. But that was true. Yes, that is accurate.
Some weird texts at 1:30. We do.
It's very odd. Very odd.
All right. There's your culture discussion. Before we get to break, we love Trade-Offs. We love Trade-Offs because they help out with grain marketing. They're experts. Adam Mickus and the squad, they know that grain marketing is not people's. You're not supposed to be experts. They're the experts at helping you do it. That's what they do, Bill.
I tell you what, also, like you said, when you meet with, they're out with the people. And that's what I like the best. I'm at a bunch of these ag events and they show up and they're out with the people. They have everything. And they're so educated when they get up. And they always have a section before I would speak, and they would get up and talk.
Really?
And they have questions and stuff. And then it was just like, it wasn't a bunch of like, I don't know, I'll look into that. Boom, they had answers. Boom, they had answers. Boom, they had answers. And nothing's like, oh, yeah, just all you do is wait 3 weeks and sell because it's going to go way up. No, that wasn't it. They had an answer. They had a number. They had a plan. The whole thing is about having a plan. When you sit down with them, if we get to this, we're going to sell this much. We do this, we're going to have this is what we're going to do. And you have a plan, you stick with it. That way you can live with yourself with what's going on. And so it's 100. Just, it's, they have, and then they're all local farmers. They grew up so that if I was doing this, if I was working for Trade-Offs, I'd be a fraud.
Why?
I'd be a fraud. I might know the numbers, might have the stuff, but I've never been boots on the ground. Never been a guy like knowing what it's like to be sitting with your parents, you know, like that, going like, man, things are not going well.
Right.
These prices are tough. This is hard. This is a hard lifestyle.
You got bills to pay.
All these things to do, and then you're working yourself all the time. If especially some of these farmers, they're in both. They're land farmers and they're also animal farmers. That means every day is go time. So your life is really hard. So if you're not one of those people that have lived the lifestyle, that's what they've lived. So when they sit and talk to you, not just randomly throwing things out. If I talk to somebody about football, I can say, well, I have some background on it. Mm-hmm. I can give you
30 years.
Different stories on what, why, and all the different things. That's what Trade-Offs is so great.
And they sell crop insurance. And if you do sign up by March 15th, makes life better for you guys, makes it better for Trade-Offs as well. It maximizes the price by maximizing your farm. Trade-Offs, the website, gotradeoffs.com. GOTREDAS Progressive.com.
You have there, so here's the thing. There's nobody that doesn't have crop insurance. So why would you not get it from Trade-Offs, the people that are that? Why would you not go through them? It makes all the sense in the world. Because this right now, when I talked to Brandon Riley, they're already approved.
Really?
He's already stamped Trade-Offs for the crop insurance, and he does all the insurance.
Prior approval.
Yes.
Takes one less headache.
One less headache. It's already out of it. Yes.
When we come back, it's time for a smoking gun jerky taste test.
Smoking Joe.
Friday. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.